get time to discuss some of it.
Yes.
The points that you raised, and I came in the middle of a middle of a discourse, so
I don't know where those interrupt. There, your teaching staff that Mr. Chadha and others, they were introduced as Arya Samajis. They belong to the teaching staff, no?
No, the Arya Pataniri Sara, which is an organization which was started about 100 years ago by Swami Dayanand in India. With a motto, Vanto Vishwan Arya, let us make all men noble through search after truth. And that started South Africa about 50 years ago. And one of the leading gentlemen in the organization today was the one sitting on the extreme left-hand side, Mr. Chopay. They are celebrating their 50th anniversary here in South Africa with a week's program. And they invited these two Acharyas over from India. One is from Delhi. I don't know where the other one is from. They invited them over to grace their celebrations. So they've been having a week of celebrations starting in City Hall on Sunday.
Is it Sunday?
The Sunday that just passed, yes, they started there.
Oh.
I have a program in the car. Perhaps I could give you the program and have a look. All kinds of interesting topics.
Quite interesting topic. The gentleman who has introduced himself as God. So what topics is there? How is there?
Yeah.
He says that I am God. I do not know what type of topics there.
Well, the one was the regeneration of the Hindu spirit.
They do not belong to the Hindu. They are described in the Bhagavad Gita. You find out. Vedubhādo ratāpāksya nāmna patriti bhādi.
I have read through the Gita, of course, but you see, and I have thereafter referred to certain paragraphs, but it is a book of profound depth, and they should spend a lot of time in the details. Much of it gets
about this,
gets lost.
Vedabhadra Rata.
Okay. Yang imam pushtitam vacham pradavanti avipashtita vedavara ratha parta nanyat astita vadina kamatmatna kamatmana svargapara janma karma phala vidam kriya vishesha bahulam vagaishvaya pratim prati.
Men of small knowledge are very much attached to the flowering words of the Vedas, which recommend various fruitive activities for elevation to heavenly planets, resultant good birth, power, and so forth. Being desirous of sense gratification and opulent life, they say that there is nothing more than this. People in general are not very intelligent, and due to their ignorance, they are most attached to the fruitive activities recommended in the Karmakanda portion of the Vedas. They do not want anything more than sense gratificatory proposals for enjoying life in heaven, where wine and women are available and material opulence is very common. In the Vedas, many sacrifices are recommended for elevation to the heavenly planets, especially the Jyotishtoma sacrifices. In fact, it is stated that anyone desiring elevation to heavenly planets must perform these sacrifices, and men with a profound knowledge think that this is the whole purpose of Vedic wisdom. It is very difficult for such inexperienced persons to be situated in the determined action of Krishna consciousness. As fools are attached to the flowers of poisonous trees without knowing the results of such attractions, similarly, unenlightened men are attracted by such heavenly opulence and the sense enjoyment thereof. The Harmakam deception of the Vedas, it is said, that those who perform the 4 monthly penances become eligible to drink the Somaras beverages to become immortal and happy forever. Even on this earth, some are very eager to have some Somaras to become strong and fit to enjoy sense gratification. Such persons have no faith in liberation from material bondage. They are very much attached to the pompous ceremonies of Vedic sacrifices. They are generally sensual, and they do not want anything other than the heavenly pleasures of life. It is understood that there are gardens called Nandana Kanana, in which there is a good opportunity for association with angelic beautiful women and having a profuse supply of Somaras wine. Such bodily happiness is certainly sensual. Therefore, there are those who are purely attached to material temporary happiness as lords of the material world.
Well, so we are left in this 20th century, this last part of the century, with a new global search for the truth of the spirit. We, of course, in the Western world, are not familiar with the Gita and so on. Our problem is basically, I think, the one that you raised was how do we make a reality, scientific reality? I think you were quite right. I think very few people get the point that you were trying to make there.
That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita, scientific reality. Therefore, I raised that question. But nobody could reply properly. They thought it a kind of Hindu concept. No, that is not Hindu concept. Huh? That is the basic principle of reincarnation. We are changing body. And there are so many varieties of body. We may enter in any one of them after death. That is the real problem. Prakita Kriyamanani Gunai Parvani Sarva Desa Swarki Dvaiva. This body is a machine. This machine, just like a car, has been offered to us by material nature, by the order of God, Krishna, and you are moving. Transmigration. So, the real purpose of life is to stop this migration, transmigration. But spiritually, from one body to another, one body to another. And revive our original spiritual position so that we can lead eternally peaceful life of knowledge. That is the aim of Christ. The whole Vedic conception is based on this principle.
The old concept of reincarnation.
Yes.
How do you reconcile
reincarnation
with this attempt?
So long he'll have desire.
This is what is normally in the Hindu religion, which is not so, of course, in the Christian religion.
It is not the concept
of religion.
It's really and our position, real position. Religion develops. Religion is a kind of faith. That develops according to time, circumstances, people. But reality is this, that we are spirit soul, we are now conditioned by the laws of material nature, and we are carried away by the laws of material nature and just migrating from one body to another, sometimes happy, sometimes distressed, sometimes heavenly planet, sometimes Lord planet, living well. And human life is meant for stopping this process of transmigration and revive our original consciousness, go back to home, back to God, and we eternally this life of God. This is the whole scheme of belief. And Bhagavad Gita is the synopsis how to attain this life. Therefore, the teachings of Bhagavad Gita begin to understand the constitution and position of the soul. Then, other things. First of all, we have to understand what we are, whether I am this body or something else. This is the first understanding. So I was trying to explain this, but that Mr. Chanda, he would bring that he want to introduce Hindu conception. It is not Hindu conception, it is the scientific conception. I am a child for some time, then I become a boy. Sometimes when I become a young man, sometimes when I become old man, in this way I am changing body. This is not Hindu conception or belief, but this is fact. But he will not hear that. He will simply say, you are trying to push Hindu conception of hell, but it is Hindu conception. It is equally applicable to everyone. Scientific basis. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Deena kriyata dehi kumara yoga majana tatha dehantara prati bhirata. Find out this.
Deena kriyata dehi kumara yoga majana tatha dehantara prati bhirata. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from childhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. Since every living entity is an individual soul, each is changing his body every moment, manifesting sometimes as a child, sometimes as a youth, and sometimes as an old man. Yet the same spirit soul is there and does not undergo any change. This individual soul finally changes the body at death and transmigrates to another body. And since it is sure you have another body in the next birth, either material or spiritual, there is no cause for lamentation by Arjuna on account of death, neither for Bhishma nor for Drona, for whom he was so much concerned. Rather, he should rejoice for their changing bodies from old to new ones, thereby rejuvenating their energy. Such changes of body account for varieties of enjoyment or suffering, according to one's worth in life. So Bhishma and Drona, being noble souls, were surely going to have either spiritual bodies in the next life, or at least life in heavenly bodies for superior enjoyment of material existence. So in either case, there was no cause of lamentation. Any man who has perfect knowledge of the constitution of the individual soul, the super soul and nature, both material and spiritual, is called a jura, or a most sober man. Such a man is never deluded by the change of body. The Maya body theory of oneness of the spirit soul cannot be entertained on the ground that spirit soul cannot be cut into pieces as a fragmental portion. Such cutting into different individual souls would make the supreme cleavable or changeable against the principle of the supreme soul being unchangeable. As confirmed in the Gita, the fragmental portions of the supreme exist eternally, sanatana, and are called kshara. That is, they have a tendency to fall down into material nature. These fragmental portions are eternally so, and even after liberation, the individual soul remains the same, fragmental. But once liberated, he lives an eternal life in bliss and knowledge with the personality of Godhead. The theory of reflection can be applied to the super soul, who is present in each and every individual body and is known as the Paramatma, who is different from the individual living entity. When the sky is reflected in water, the reflections represent both the sun and moon and the stars also. The stars can be compared to the living entities, and the sun or moon to the Supreme Lord. The individual fragmental spirit soul is represented by Arjuna, and the Supreme Soul is the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna. They are not on the same level, as it will be apparent at the beginning of the fourth chapter. If Arjuna is on the same level with Krishna, and Krishna is not superior to Arjuna, then their relationship of instructor and instructed becomes meaningless. If both of them are deluded by the illusory energy, Maya, then there is no need of one being the instructor and the other being the instructed. Such instruction would be useless because, in the clutches of Maya, no one can be an authoritative instructor. Under the circumstances, it is admitted that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord, superior in position to the living entity Arjuna, who is a forgotten soul deluded by Maya.
In Bhagavad Gita, everything is explained very scientifically. Not, a sentimental expression, no. Logically, scientifically.
The problem is that I see, of course, it has to get modern man to make this study in this that is contained or outlined in this book. Especially when you're caught up in an educational system that's denied a place to the very concept, even the philosophy of it.
The modern education, they do not accept thought.
Part of it in theory, perhaps, you know. and at the junior stage. But as we advance, there is either a complete neutrality or just a simple rejection of all these truths.
They do not accept so.
They accept so. I think so. But they do not care to analyze what it means.
It is without analyzing this. What is the expression? Ask about the similar life. What is the distinction between a dead body and a living body? It must be analyzed. Otherwise, what is the education? We are dealing with this body. The body is always dead. Just like a motor car with driver, without driver. The car is always a lump of matter. Similarly, this body, with the soul and without the soul, is a lump of matter.
Not worth very much,
huh?
Not worth very much,
no.
It's about one around 36 cents or something.
Yes,
yeah. Somebody worked it out the other day.
But he, one, cannot distinguish between the car and the driver of the car. Then he was just like a child. The child thinks that the car is running automatically. But there is foolishness. There is a driver. The child may not know. But when the child is grown up, educated, still he does not know. Then what is the meaning of this?
Now this is the whole range of education in, well, as far as I am aware, in the whole of the Western world. And it covers primary and secondary and tertiary education. There is no place for an in-depth study of the soul.
I talked with one big professor in Moscow, perhaps you may know him. His name is Professor Kotovsky. He is the leader of Indology in Moscow. So I had a talk with him for about an hour. The talk was published in some paper. He says, finally, after the body is annihilated, everything is finished. So you are surprised. He is holding a very responsible post in the body and known to be very good scholar. He is a good scholar. But he also does not know.
Well, we have started a course, or we have a course here at our own university in Indology. It is a scholar from Vienna.
Oh.
We have to take that we got to teach this course for us. But what he teaches, and what kind of basic philosophy, I wouldn't know. There are about 30 or 40 students, so in essence they ought to start by making at least a detailed study, as I've seen, of the Bhagavad Gita, as a basis for their whole philosophy.
Oh, why not appoint somebody to teach Bhagavad Gita as it is. That is essential.
Mm-hmm.
And we have got step by step how many books? 50 books. Simply to understand God.
Mm-hmm. You mean from the beginning, right?
So all this.
I see.
Look, you can make them pass the entrance examination, the graduate examination,
mm-hmm.
the postgraduate examination by studying these books.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this is apparently what one needs.
Huh?
This is perhaps what one needs, you know. And
our books have been appreciated here in America by big professors,
mm-hmm.
universities. We are giving outstanding orders, even in Oxford University.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, Oxford University?
Yes, I was just in London a while back.
No, the letter is there.
I don't know if I have one from Oxford. This is from Harvard. We just received a telegram from Los Angeles, Prabhupada. Amazing success from your library party. 152 standing orders sold in just 17 days of September. New England. 13 standing orders at Harvard. These books are very much being appreciated in America.
Is that for the six?
Yes.
Yes.
A standing order of books, even which haven't been published yet. Prabhupada is translating from the scriptophone each night throughout the hours of the night.
Mm.
And now about 50 books so far.
Mm.
Many more to come.
The total number of books will be about 80.
Mm-hmm.
Out of that, we have published about 50. So, the balance they have been standing on. That's not published.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the United States, these are many letters. We have just some of them from different professors who are actually reading Prabhupada's books. Professors from respectable universities such as Harvard, Yale, and Duke.
Mm-hmm.
Professor Zimmerman, who is the leading scholar of Southeastern languages at the University of Chicago. He very much appreciates Prabhupada's books.
He has written on forward.
Mm-hmm.
So these books are being accepted as the authority, at least in America and England. So far, studies of Indian culture are concerned, philosophy, social knowledge. And you can see the beautiful presentation. Each Sanskrit is there, transliteration so that anyone can word for word, Sanskrit to English translation in English, and then the purple and commentary.
That's right, this is a good addition.
Professor Zimmer, he says that there are many translations of Bhagavad Gita. He says that by bringing us a new and living interpretation of a text already known to many, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada has increased our understanding manyfold.
Yeah.
So although it's been prevalent in America, I know that when I was studying humanities in college in the University of Florida, Bhagavad Gita was important. And we read one edition of it, it was very much limited to the concept of the Bhagavad Gita as it is, so we understand it very much limited. But it's not a sectarian approach, it's purely scientific and not realistic. These are some of the colleges, as I said a month ago, who take the standing orders for us. Now the professors, as we go from college to college in America, the university, they're using our books as textbooks, standard textbooks. They're seeing that the cost of the book is not the real criterion. The criterion is the quality
teaching.
Can you reason for them? Because we're in philosophy, we need a vision that we don't have understood by the rule of references. It's a different picture, say, of an explanation. It's a complete addition. Nothing has ever been seen like this. You might be more. So the great authority you have.
You see, our university has a almost an obligation to make a study in depth of all these points.
And after studying Bhagavad Gita thoroughly, they believed further, as studying Chodvava, the same principle. So,
the important arrangement is other illustration, introduction, and extensive iteration word for word.
Where would this come in a book like this in the study course?
Postgraduate study of Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita is entrance.
Yes.
And then this is graduate. And Chaitanya Chaitanya is postgraduate.
Our big problem is at the undergraduate level.
Yes. There's the nectar of devotion. I'm teaching the Lord Chaitanya.
Yes.
Nectar of devotion. From the spiritual upanishad. These books are actually being used as undergraduate courses.
Yeah.
These are some of the recommendations to offer as an undergraduate course. Most of the time, this book is very, very interesting. It's The Complete Science of Bhakti Yoga. This explains scientifically the science of devotional service to God. That's devotional service which is not practiced with reference to the Vedic literature. It's simply a disturbance, just as if some chemist walked into an English laboratory or some foreign language laboratory and tried to do something. He had no knowledge.
Sure.
In the same way, we should try to understand the science of devotional service from the authority so that it doesn't become simply a disturbance in society. People lose faith in God that way. In the spiritual parishad also, the same format once again. The Sanskrit, transliteration word for word. This is a very nice entrance book into Vedic understanding. This is the most important of the parishads. Many other books we have to say. Take the last and heart. Been used in many universities in America.
Temple University,
yes,
study.
Temple University?
Yes, in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I've been there. There is an Islamic professor there, professor of Islamics. Farooqi, he was also here at the university lecturing in Islam.
This is the University of Minnesota. This is a book review of the Srimad Bhagavatam. He said, I know of no better introduction to the vast literature of Krishna Bhakti than Swami Bhaktivedanta paraphrase of Canto 10 of the Srimad Bhagavatam Purana. Translators never be have to choose between felicity and fidelity. In this edition, Bhaktivedanta resolves the dilemma by presenting a purport of each chapter, which is both readable and substantial. No one can argue with the authority of these literature as a fact, because Srila Prabhupada has not manufactured anything from his own mind. He's simply been presented the Vedic literature as they are, in such a way that we as a lecture conscious can understand very clearly without any hesitation what is being said in each verse. In other words, Prabhupada is not presenting in order to confuse or to juggle words, but to actually give people understanding.
Yeah.
This is why it's been accepted so many.
Yeah, it's other method that showed where the first one is in terms of sociology.
Yes.
It's a good letter, a good letter to have a copy.
Yes, I can make copies of these letters and bring them by. Yeah. Will you be in your office on Monday?
I have a meeting in the morning.
I can leave it
to my secretary.
And all of these books are readily available. Stock is just thousands and thousands of books. Here in South Africa.
In South Africa.
Oh, yes. Very, very reasonable prices.
Yours for the big profit, I hear, sir.
Yes. The Sanskrit professor has noted that he would like to take the whole set of books.
What's his name, Professor Sandberg?
One of the devotees spoke to him, but he wants to actually go back and see.
Why would I be his father? That devotee?
Was this an Indian gentleman?
Yeah, it was an Indian
gentleman.
I saw him, but I didn't see him.
Mishra does.
I don't know his
name. Did Mishra?
He could.
I don't know his name. It's very interesting.
Yeah, we want to, you know, I mean, I can do very little at the university, but I attempts have been to try and stretch that the only permanent element in education is the spiritual. How to effect this?
These are the books. That is a fact. So you saw the Sanskrit prophets have that?
Yes.
What is his name?
he's not a professor, he's a
senior lecturer.
Mishra? He has this hand.
Mishra.
Mishra.
Yeah.
He's a lecturer, he has this special class.
That's right, yes. That's Sanskrit for us.
Yeah.
He's from Mauritius.
And he was interested in getting a whole standing order of books.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I could supply the books, but it would be a while before we got every single one from America, including the Bengali books. He said, yes, ordered them especially because South Africa doesn't have a good communication with America as far as transporting.
No, we sent supply from here.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
we have got the
box. We have good stock now. We have done over 1,000 of all these books.
Yes. We sold so many that we have to reorder.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be much problem getting back there. Cash flakes. We just put them on the
place. We sent that responsibility for supplying the books from here. It's decent.
Now, what can you do if you're one of the professors who is in charge of Indology, like the one in Moscow, teaches Indology, but he does not believe the basis of life?
Yes.
What must you do then?
Therefore, in America, many of our students, they're teaching courses at the university. I, for one, I have a BSc in chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually a graduate in chemistry. I have a 4-year scholarship in medical school. Some of the other devotees are also graduates.
Mm.
And they're active teaching at the universities.
If you want some of our students to teach, we can do it.
I think one must make a start somewhere, you know, by giving specialist lectures or lectures at least to start.
We can always assist in summary in an objective presentation so that the students don't feel that we're being biased in any way. Let them draw their own conclusions just as we present the facts. Come to their own conclusions. The main idea, though, is the authenticity. There's no use in studying such things. It's simply mental speculation, which, of course, the basic scriptures mean that it's been passed down for so many thousands of years intact. The most important thing is to get a chance to read the original in our own language, English or Afrikaans, whatever it may be. We also translate it into Afrikaans. Probably what you guys did.
Exactly.
Yeah. Some of the girls are very good proficient.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing this now. And we hope that within a year or so time we'll have a polished copy to print.
I see.
So we're working in this direction.
In this line of that community statement, serious. Sometimes I may come to teach them.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very nice opportunity because you have all Indian students and you're eager.
Yeah.
Eager to know.
Yeah.
They want to know.
Yeah.
And they want to
they should be helped.
They should be out there.
Yes.
They should be out here part of the way, you know. Apart from anything else, our Indian, by name our Hindu community here in South Africa, seems to be very loose from any fixed idea of what constitutes Hinduism.
Yeah.
And especially the young people, they are therefore living in a complete vacuum. They, for various reasons, they do not want to accept. Come back to the word religion again, because this is what they have about, see around them. They cannot identify themselves with the Christian religion. They cannot identify themselves with the Islamic religion. They are largely ignorant.
But they should be on the right path.
They should be.
This is the right path. What is it? Authentic.
There were not very many great scholars in South Africa. I must say, in the community, you know, they came out by and large as workers on the sugar plantation. A few were Christian missionaries, a few were jewelers and tailors and so on. And then for the last 100 years they were occupied in resisting
political struggles
or resisting this transportation back to India, and they were fighting to make a living, you know, finding their own place in the country. And it's only, as I see that in the future, that I've been telling them that we are privileged to have them here in this country with this background. And that they mustn't cut themselves away from it and drift in a vacuum. They must give meaning to the essence of their own beliefs and faith. But they do not know to whom to turn.
Oh, this is not possible.
You see now, they turn, the senior ones turn perhaps to the acharyas that you saw there.
Yeah.
But
the youth are not accepted.
They must.
Because they don't have the answers. The youth want to know it's not. In other words, if a youth asks a question and you can't answer it, he doesn't want to hear from you anymore. We can answer all questions on the basis of these literatures without any change of mental speculation.
And then basically they and myself and others want to want to know how do we get this spirit into our own hearts, and how does this then issue out into everyday living?
Yes. And that is all expressed in the Bhagavad Gita. How to live peacefully to this world and go back to home, back to God. The whole thing is clear. Basically.
It's not that everyone will become a monk.
No.
Neither everyone will become a jeweler or a teacher. But all different occupations must be there in society. Simply they have to somehow or another become God-centered.
Yeah. Well, this is the point, you see, man only lives because God allows him to live. God has given him breath to live, and he's got to breathe God and speak God and live God. Now,
that is working.
How to get him to voluntarily make this experiment, because this is what you were saying, when any scientific development rests on experimentation. The challenge to experiment,
yes,
is there, and God does not deny anybody the privilege of experimenting.
Yes.
Especially you at university, as I have always indicated, I tell them every year that they've got to experiment with the spirit to the same extent that they experiment in their laboratories with pieces of animal tissues or grass or what it is that they've got to analyze. But the real tragedy is that we have wandered away so far from the spirit, from the spiritual laboratory, that we don't know where to start. I was telling them the other day that when the Americans sent their first man to the moon, they had a laboratory of about 4,000 men at the controls. One was doing this and the other one was doing that, but this was a huge human laboratory. That is only while the experiment, and then by that stage it was more than an experiment. They worked on the scientific the scientific data for years. Very clever men, not only one, but probably hundreds of them. And then they were sending this man to the moon, and they worked as a team. No man could afford to sit. I said to my students, and also, I said, here you've had an ordinary scientific laboratory where 4,000 people had to cooperate. And we can't get half a dozen real, honest believers prepared to sit down and try to find out what the mind, or how much God wants to give of his mind to our minds.
God gives his mind. We require to take it. That requires little advancement. Other than everything.
Yeah, but it needs a little bit of
just like this verse that soul is stunned and the body is changing. In a very simple example, God says, this is the body, go on to do this. Soul is there, permanent, and the body is changing. Just like a bird is becoming younger and younger and becoming older. So there is no denying this fact. I can understand, you can understand that I was born. So, I was born, I know that I had a body from the boy. So the boy's body is no longer existing. But I am existing. And this is the fact that I am existing. The body is not existing. Very simple. There is no difficulty to understand it. I remember, I was a boy, I was jumping. And now, I cannot do that because I have a divine bond.
Mm.
So, I'm conscious that I possessed a body like that. Now I do not possess. The body is here. But I am the person. Eternal. Very simple example. One, it requires little bit only. That I, the owner of the body, is eternal. The body is here.
Now, having accepted that, further problem then arises, what are the implications?
Yes, that if we understand that I am not body, so at the present moment, I am engaged only to keep my body in comfort. But I am not taking any care of myself. It's like I am cleansing this heart and core. Thrice, daily. But I am hungry. No food for me. Only washing material for my sacred coat. So this basic civilization is wrong. If I take care of your coat and sack, and I don't give you to eat anything, then how long will you be satisfied? But that is going on. This is the basic mistake. Everywhere the material civilization means taking over care of the body and bodily comfort. But the owner of the body, the spirit soul, no care. Therefore, everyone is restless. And they're changing his from capitalism to communism, but they do not know what is a mistake.
There is little difference there, both material.
No, that is material. The communists are thinking that if we take the controlling government in our hand, everything will be adjusted. But the mistake is that either the communist or the capitalist are taking care of the external body, not the internal identity, the soul. The soul must be peaceful. Then everything will be peaceful. Shanti, that is the name. Bhoktaram Dengudam, Sadhguru Kumarisam. Sri Ram, Sarvabhutanam, Gyatnamam, Shanti. This is the formula of peacefulness. This is actually
Bhoktaram Dengudam, Sadhguru Kumarisam. Sri Ram, Sarvabhutanam, Gyatnamam, Shanti. The sage is knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerity, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, the benefactor and well-wisher of all living entities, attaining peace from the pangs of material misery.
That means one must know what is God. Because you are part and parcel of God, you are God. Very intimate relationship with God, or business with God. So, at the present moment, there is no information of attack, the business, what is our relationship with God, what is our, I would say, action, in dealing with God. All is neglected. They do not know what is God, no complete idea. Every religion, they are of course trying to understand them, but they are no clear. That is what has taken for bodily comforts. Either in Christianity or Hinduism, the so-called priests and the religious leaders, they are also after the bodily comforts. They have no clear knowledge. This is the difficulty. ask any priest or any leader of the religion, what do you mean by God? Hardly he would be able to explain. I studied all of that. I went to Rome. I talked with one of the secretaries of Pope. No theory. One of the cardinals. In France, I talked with one important main cardinal. So many scandals was published.
He died recently.
He was
down there, dead in a prostitute
house.
Within the front page of the
French
newspaper.
So people are losing faith in this. Mm-hmm. Even the leaders of religion, they have no skepticism.
And I believe that with all the modern scientific development that we see around us, well, if the satellite in the sky can reveal, what happened. If the satellite in the sky can reveal what happens in one pole, can reveal it to the other pole, then surely God can reveal His spirit and His mind to anyone who wants to obey, who wants to know, who sincerely wants to follow.
Yes. So here the Bhagavad Gita means God is explaining Himself. Now we have to take it by our logic and reason. Then you can pure understanding of God.
Yeah, but how to get this across,
That's because the teaching is there. You have to understand it by discussion, authoritative discussion.
Well, I think so. I think this is probably where one has to start. You've got to sit down and discuss this very much as, some professors would discuss in a scientific experiment.
The only difference is that the answers are there before the question.
Yeah, but you still have
to... The process is still got to prescribe there how to understand. That the Paripasena, Paripasena, Sevaya, Upadakshan, Ghi, Tadgyanam, Gyanina, Tattadakshan. Find out this one.
You see, the water is there.
Ah.
But I still got to drink the water. If I want to get the benefit of the water.
Yes, that is it.
You see, the answers are there, but
they're looking for the answers.
That I can conceive. Mm-hmm. That's what you can give, but how do you bring the person to drink?
Yes.
How do you get him to start putting into practice?
Is this first call for the question? Very funny parking. Pari Krishna in the Sivya, Upadeshyat Tim Jnan, Jnanina Sattva Darshan. This drives you to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master, inquire from him submissively, and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you. The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord Himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciples. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own consciousness, as it is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam says, Dharmam hi shakshat bhagavatam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help one progress in spiritual life. One has to accept a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant without false prestige. satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement of spiritual life. Inquiry and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding.
That's the practical example. These European American boys, they are coming from well to do families. Americans are all well to do families. There is no poor man. Now, while they are serving me, I am Indian, coming from a poor country. I cannot pay them. When I came here, I had no money. I bought only 40 rupees. That was only 1 hour's expenditure in Africa. So, their life and soul is engaged to carry out my instruction. And therefore, they make it possible. They are asking questions, I am trying to reply them, and they have got full pay. They are serving as menial servant. This is the question. The spiritual master is bona fide, and the disciple is very sincere, then the knowledge is in him. This is secret. Jasani Bhavati Jatari Itabhagu. This is the secret perception. Therefore, formerly, the students were sent to Gurukul. It doesn't matter whether it is a king's son or, of course, the Guru, Brahman, Kshatri, Vaishnava. They were coming from very respectable. Even Krishna, he had to go to Gurukul. There is a story. One day Krishna went to collect dry wood from the forest. And there was all of a sudden rain. And they could not get out from the forest. The whole night they remained in the forest with great difficulty, torrents of rain. Next morning, the guru, teacher, with other students, they came in the forest and sat them out. This story was being reminded to his one friend, Sudama Bipra. My dear friend, do you remember that night, how we had to suffer? So in Krishna, whom he had said, the Supreme Lord, he had to go to the Gurukul. This is an example. And serve the Guru as a medium to go to the forest. There was no fuel at that time, gas stove. They had to collect the dry wood in the forest. That's all. So all the students had to do that. How a brahmachari could leave the temptation there? Brahmachari guru ke kule basan damta guru rahitau. A brahmachari should leave that guru ko very submissive. Damta means submissive. And only for the benefit of guru. No personal will. In this way, brahmachari should take lessons from you. So that is pattadvi dhi padikvati na padikvati seva. They are trained from the very beginning how to become the first-class sandwich student. Then grew out of affection, teach him open-hearted. This boy has done so much for me. Let me teach them as far as I know. But this is the process. There is no question of monetary transaction on the basis of love and education. So, we have already one Gurukul in Texas. We are teaching on that basis. And another Gurukul is just going to open in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan in India. So, we have got this thing, but they have not sufficient money. that we can easily start on this thing. With great difficulty, we are writing this book and selling, and whatever little money we are getting, gradually develop.
Well, because printing a stationery paper
is
very expensive today.
Very expensive. We have got expenditure to the extent of 20 lakhs a month.
20?
Lakhs. 200,000 rupees.
About
2 million.
About 2 million. Last year, these books were distributed almost 7 million, over 6 million books. And now there's reports that upwards to 75,000 books per month, in addition to other literature, are being distributed to Srimad Bhagavatam. Very much being distributed.
Well, getting encouragement gradually.
Increasing.
Yeah. Are you producing these books at a nominal profit for yourself?
Small. It worked out that a book like this, normally in America you find a book like this selling for something like $14 to $15. And we're selling these books for $5 to $6. Very reasonable.
Yeah.
Our price,
but we are getting encouragement from different sections. We are getting good encouragement.
Our retail price in South Africa is $5.95 for this book. Of course, it's a good account for the university. It gets closer to my place. And it covers the cost of printing. That's how they consider it. We have different programs for maintaining. We don't require the bookshelf for maintaining.
Yeah.
We have membership programs and whatnot to maintain our temples. Because that's not a commercial endeavor. We're registered as a company, not for being.
How long are you still staying here?
About 2 more weeks. Prabhupada will be going to Johannesburg to begin the programs there.
I see, but will there be somebody around here?
Oh yes, we're opening a center here in Zoom. We have our center in Johannesburg. We're going to open another center in Zoom. So we'd like to somehow or another follow this up. We can present a syllabus if you're interested in a course in Vedic, teaching Vedic culture. We can present the syllabus to you. We find this day by day.
You have bought our catalog?
Yeah. That's very interesting.
But I taught one class at University of Florida in America. This is the catalog for bookshop. How do you know the bookshop? Just took along with the literature.
Mm.
It's a great service, you know. If these classes are available to students, and the restlessness which students have, understanding that sometimes isn't there, that will diminish marketing. They must have answers to their questions. They were saying that.
Mm. Yeah, well, you see, we have this course of Indology, of Oriental Studies, of Indian Philosophy. As I say, what they teach there, I do not know, but it would appear that one ought to sit down and see that your syllabus is incorporated or becomes part of the existing courses. Now, where would one get such a syllabus?
Well, I have syllabuses for America for some of our courses.
Yeah.
But if you told me the format, how many times a week you meet, and how long, how many weeks your classes last, and how your examinations are standardized this way and that way, then you can be able to have very easily cut it out and present this to you.
Yeah.
Of course, would be what books would be utilized, how much reading material it would be necessary for the various time periods. How many students could be accommodated. Everything. And what books would be used in higher level courses.
We have got many PhDs also, students.
Mm-hmm.
They can help. They can help. Yes. Of American University PhDs.
Well, one would have to grade first, which is one of the difficulties, really. At the moment, we have one man in Indology, but he's not enough, and he can't cope with this work.
So he has to be qualified.
This is not Mr. Mishra.
It requires special training.
Well, now this is the point, you see. The man that we have at the moment, well, theoretically, he would agree, or I won't say he would agree, but he would say, well, this is the Gita, and he would explain what is in the Gita, but whether he believes himself, or whether he accepts us.
Yes.
So this is a different story altogether.
He has been united.
Even it would be difficult for him to explain if he is not.
Those of us who have in our heart.
There's no incentive for him to go into it in the first place unless he has some desire to understand.
Asaja means one who practices, and by practical experience he explains. He is Asaja. Asaja is very wise. Asaja he knows the principles of scriptures and he practices himself. And then he becomes Asaja. Analyze.
You see, I might have some difficulty in accepting parts of what you have indicated here simply because I do not know. But basically I accept. For myself,
yeah.
You know, that God lives in us, that He moves us. When we leave things to Him, He knows how to direct these things.
Well, the main point is that we shouldn't leave these ideas to be discussed simply from the basis of mental speculation.
Right.
Because then everyone will have a different opinion.
Well, this is the point. This is the
point. The standard. The Vedic literature actually set the standard that we can refer to. Just like sometimes the example is given that if there's two lawyers arguing in court, they have some arguments, then the ultimate authority is the law book, which the judge he refers to.
Yeah.
So the same way the Shastra, the scripture, the law book, very clearly philosophically presented.
How do the Christians that you have come across, do you belong to the Christian religion?
Actually, I'm raised a Jew, but I used to attend Mass.
Yeah.
Regularly, because my friends were Christian.
How do they look at this? How do they accept this?
Very nicely, because generally, the Hindu conception is one of monism, whereas the Vedic conception is one of God being a person. Monotheism. Monism is a different
story. Hinduism, not monism. They have made it. No. Hinduism, that is Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah, I think the modern day practice of it. In other words, they've given so many interpretations to the Vedic literature. I'll just give you one example. In the Bhagavad Gita, for example, your statement here that the spirit soul, Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, that the living entity remains eternally individual, fragmental. Jiva Bhuta is a tiny spirit soul. He never loses his identity. Now the modern day Hindu conception is that the soul, after liberation, merges into God. I'm sure you've heard this idea before. And then becomes one with God and has no separate identity. But this is not confirmed in the Vedic literature saying. The individual soul remains individual eternally. Therefore there's a possibility of a loving relationship with God. Because lover and beloved, there have to be two souls. Pure Vedic teaching is very important. And it's very much appreciated by Christians in particular Because Christian conception is that God is a spiritual person. And also the Vedic conception is that God is Purusha. Spiritual person.
Yeah.
This is the wonderful thing about the Krishna consciousness movement, is that there's so many points of view in common with the Bible that Western is very much appreciated. Even though they may not embrace the conception of Krishna as God, they can appreciate the conception of God as a person. Because it's right in line with their upbringing. And therefore, in our movement practice, they
have read quite small about in that. Aquarian Gospel. In that book, it appears that the Christianity has come from the word Krishna. Christianity. The word Christo, it appears in Greek dictionary, Christo. And this word is called apabhramsa, what is called? Yes. A word misspelled or mispronounced, what is called? Wrong. In India.
Similar sound?
In India still, Krishna is sometimes called Krishna. My younger brother, his name was Krishna, so we were calling him Krishna. So this Krishna word has come from Krishna. And Krishna means love anointed like that.
A redeemer.
Huh?
A redeemer.
The
savior.
And from this Krishna, Christ. And this is explained in that book.
Yeah.
So I think this Christianity has got linked with Krishna.
Well,
Christianity and so Christianity.
It's like God created the body and then He breathed in the life. Same idea.
Yeah. You see, even 1/30 of 1% of the mind of God is so big.
Oh, yes.
But there is no human being that can even conceive of that.
That is the concept of Brahma.
Because he is so great, it behooves us to repeat his instructions without a great interpretation to store the meaning.
Oh,
that's the wonder of these books, that they're as they are without interpretation.
Yeah.
Reference always, cross-reference back to other Vedic literature.
Yeah.
So actually, all of these books explaining Krishna.
Yes.
What are my books we have presented?
Your concept of Krishna is
reference to the Upanishad. In other words, the harmonious oneness of idea within the Vedic literature is presented in purport. No mental speculation. Practically every sentence that Prabhupada speaks is quoting some verse of the Vedic literature. Because he's representing the authority of the Vedic literature. This is good.
But then we have, as I said, we've had two little cross references from the Christianity that I know and that I accept. I accept Christ as Redeemer. I do not even argue about it. I accept that God is, that I live, that I have my being in Him. The challenge of living the life so that He can never be really satisfied, but that I live the life that at least He's disciplined, the word that you have used there, discipleship. this is where the difficulty comes in, that you need an inspiration.
Therefore, we have got this society, the living God, the boy, the traitor, has to live in God. That is required. Without practical life, in God consciousness,
correct.
Simple theoretical life.
Yeah.
May help, but it takes long.
Well, sure, it helps, you know, you must subdue, you can only, this can only become a reality in one's own life.
Yeah.
If you practice it with others.
Now, being, boys are being trained up in practical life, now they're established.
Yes.
You don't know Kushan, but.
Well, I mustn't keep you longer.
A few moments.
I want to thank you very much and pray that God will bless your visit to our country and thank our people here.
Oh, I'm this old and I'm 8 years old now. Still, I'm traveling all over the world once, at least twice in a year. Now it is a little straining, but still, I have traveled so many centers I want to see them. They are going nicely. And on my presence, they take encouragement for this problem.
But here at this university, we certainly can create a very live center.
Yes.
You know, the material is here, the opportunities are here, yes. The courses are here.
I was speaking this morning about your government. I was happy. The people are happy here. I was comparing that Gandhi tried to take some political power here and he was not able. But he went to India and he somehow or other, he got independence. But practically I see here the Indians are more happy than in India. I was talking.
Yeah.
Very nice. No, you can
take hope that you take with you.
Plastic. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Well,
what is that prepared?
Yeah, it could be wonderful and another sweet thing.
No, you take. You take each.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
If you like, I can put this in a bag.
Thank you. You see, Gandhi was there for almost 20 years.
Yes.
South Africa made Gandhi into the man that he became.
Yes, that I know.
He,
I was telling you that Gandhi in India, before coming to South Africa, he was a brief-led barrister. He had no practice. So he got some case here.
That's right.
And he came here and joined some political movement, became famous. And with that background, he went to India and became leader.
20 years of political struggle in South Africa really made Gandhi the leader.
Yes.
Enabled him to become the leader. But, you know, he tried to get for the Indians in South Africa. Yes. What was his strife, of course, for the Indians in India? But the situation in South Africa where there were not only Indians, there were Zulus and there were English and there were Afrikaans and
I've been here now almost 3 years.
So I gave my honest opinion that India, after getting independence in India, they're not so happy as I see here. The Indians are happy, although they're not independent. So the government is good government.
Well, you know, the devil is very busy everywhere.
That is natural. That is natural.
But there is peace here.
Well, we must keep it at all costs.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
This man wants this and that group wants this, but there are you have to keep the balance in.
Only
delicate.
That is one. That is one.
Very delicate situation.
Well, you are giving this black community and Indian community, you white. All in peace, that is good government. government's first duty is to keep peace.
It must have order.
That's otherwise prayer. You know, once you've got prayer, you've got the law of the jungle. So I will give this credit to your government.
Yes.
It is not as much plans
and we have problems.
Problems there must be. The whole world is in problems. That is evident.
Yeah.
But you are only whole required to see how the government is keeping order. That is what it is.
Yes. You see, now it makes it easier again if we accept that God has a plan and a purpose for my life.
Yes.
For your life.
Oh, yes.
But he also has a plan for the country. If he did not want the Indian people here, he wouldn't have brought them here. If he didn't want me here or the black people, he wouldn't have brought them here. Now, either you must accept the totality of the plan of God or reject it.
Yes.
And as long as they come under the shelter of the government, it is the duty of the government to give them protection.
Sure.
That is the duty.
You can't pick out a part of the plan of God that suits you.
No.
This one I accept, this is God's plan for me. This is there for God working, and the other part of the check. You see, now, too many of us want to live this.
East Africa, they're following the policy of dragging away. That is not good
policy. No,
that's not good policy. No, when they have come to a shelter, it doesn't matter who is he, I must be in shelter. That's all.
Mm.
That is good law.
But then you've got to have a centrifugal pull, which is God.
Yes.
Once you have that, and finally our present prime minister and our previous prime ministers, they've accepted that. Maybe, you know, because the mind of God is so great, they've not been always be able to interpret it.
When the order is kept very nicely, that is good God.
I think so. This is primarily what is required, you know. There's a lot of wisdom in this country.
Unless people are finding spiritual satisfaction.
But that is another chapter. Then, but on the whole, the material life, of course, the God's plan is that people may be equally and be enlightened in spiritual causes. That is God's plan. But if we miss that one, then there will be trouble. But if the government is vigilant that all the citizens, they must advance in spiritual understanding.
I think this is a great tragedy.
Yes.
And they must give guidance.
Yes.
You see, they must
make this is duty of the God.
Sure, it's their first duty.
It's the duty.
Because God is a God of order.
Yes.
And He Himself is order.
King of the government is referring to the Allah.
That's right.
To enlighten that in God consciousness. That is what? That was the plan in the beginning. Church was guiding the government.
Mm.
In India also the Brahmins were guiding the kings. That was the order in the previous But now we should take seriously, if we want real peace, we must take to that peace formula I have given, our Krishna has given, Gokaram Jambudamsa, Sarvalokamahesa, Sri Ram Sarvabhuta. He is the well-wisher friend of everyone. So we should take it advice. So Bhagavad Gita is directly the instruction by God. If you take any line of action, social, political, religious, cultural, philosophical, everything. That is explained in Bhagavad
Gita.
So, if someone like you, somebody come forward and impartially study this Bhagavad Gita with our logic, it is actually what is called boom to the West society. in the Atkaharshika, and all bothers to the soul. So anything, you get any sign, it is excellent. It is excellent. Do like this. Do like this.
Well, we must
so I shall request you to study this book very thoroughly and minutely. And as soon as there is any doubt, I'm at your friend. So you can get little leadership. You are already in a position if you take little importance of this idea. Krishna consciousness. All people of the world will be happy. Irrespective of this nation, everyone will be happy. Because after that is the state of every living being is part and parcel of God. So, intimately, they are connected with God. Just like this, my finger is part and parcel of my body. It is intimately related with this body. But if you cut this finger and drop it from the body, it is over. This finger cut from my body, lying on the street, nobody will take care. But this finger, so long as it is attached to the body, if there is little trouble, I spend thousands of dollars, because it is important for us. And the same finger, you cut it from the body, and throw in the street, nobody will get this. So we are now thrown out of connection of God, relatively of the
I want to conclude by saying that we want to start a new course.
Yes.
Called, for lack of another word, Hinduism or Hindu religion.
No, this is the best word, Krishna consciousness. Yeah. Krishna is Hindu word.
Yeah.
So, if you take Hinduism, there are so many half-fold ideas. But, if you take Krishnaism, no Hindu is denied.
Will the Hindus not object?
No. There is no, that a Hindu, will object to Krishna's...
Can you all call him Bhagavad Gita?
If you... So if you call it Krishna.
Krishnaism?
Yes. We have named Bhagavad Gita. Krishna consciousness.
So Krishnaism in order to Islam, we call it the other. And Christian theology.
If you say Hinduism, it is already distinct from others. But if you take Krishnaism, it will include all others, and Hindu will not object.
This is very important, you see, because I must now find a teacher.
Teacher who can supply.
And he must be an erudite scholar.
We can give him an education. Some PhD can be.
Can he?
Oh, yes. He'll teach.
Well, this,
as soon as you want, we can supply immediately.
Well, we have created a chair.
Yes.
A professorship.
Oh, yes.
It's now vacant.
So you give it immediately.
If we can find
that. Have you got that book, Swarup Dhamanath, Dr. Swarup Dhamanath's book, Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness?
In Johannesburg.
Huh?
In Johannesburg.
Yeah?
In Johannesburg, at the temple.
Not here?
He's a PhD. Chemistry PhD.
He's PhD and my student. He knows the philosophy. He can teach.
Yeah, but will he be accepted as an, now we use the word acharya, will he be accepted by the Hindu community as a religious leader?
He's Hindu. He practices Krishna consciousness. That's why he's not accepted. He can speak on authority about Krishna.
Yeah, but how will the local Indian community react to a man if he has not been trained in the...
Oh, he's been trained up. This is the whole point.
He's trained up. Yes. He's my student. Yes. He practices like him.
Yeah, but now would you have what is normally in the Western world called a theological degree?
Yes, theological degree. He has studied all these books. This is theological. But there is no such thing at the present moment.
Yeah. I can see your problem. But our problem on this side is, of course, that you...
Was it said in America, I remember...
No, you can give an experiment. You don't challenge. You see how he teaches. But then, if you like, you can appoint.
No, but he would have to be acceptable to the Hindu community, because it would be for them only, for the Christians.
The Hindu community accepts our movement. Every program we have at least, we've seen the City Hall, we had full house last night in Albania, had full house, and they very much appreciate our movement. In particular, they come to us for their questions. So any representative of our movement is pure in his activities and his understanding of the philosophy is comprehensive. So we don't have no attention.
Well,
I see practically that the big men in the Hindu community here in Johannesburg, JGB.
You got to ask the Hindu community.
They will testify to our character.
Yeah. You see, the South Africa has had to import its priests, its Hindu priests.
Even the young girls who join our movement, they cover their heads. And the Hindu ladies are so impressed that they practice their chastity. Even to the extent, always covering their heads. It's time to chastity. Thank you very much.
Yes, perhaps I can give you a couple of application forms. You could post to one or two people if they're interested to apply. But this would be, as I say,
the new community. I think they accept us. I don't think they deny.
But this would be a wonderful opportunity to bring the essence of Hinduism, because from what I gather here, from what you have said, I mean, this is not only the essence of religion for you, but it is also the essence of Hinduism.
Yes. The essence of Hinduism in Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah.
And as it is.
And therefore, one would like to see that the foundation of any course which is given here in Hinduism is a pure foundation. Therefore, based on the Gita and the Upanishads, the Veda, all the Vedic literature, so that's all that's available. But the trouble is, you see, as it is, whether it is Christianity or whether it is, I don't want to speak about Islam and enough about them, but there is always the danger that you will get intellectual expositions.
Well, this is the idea of presenting.
Presenting
as it is.
Yeah.
In other words, let them go to their own conclusion. In other words, it's not simply that you're trying to flatter some people that they know so much if they don't know. You're trying to educate, which means uplift. So simply, we present these principles that are here and let these people become elevated, educated.
Well, are your book lists in here?
Yes.
Yes.
Have you got it? Yeah. Another copy of this?
Oh, you can.
Okay.
The price is
there. No, the price
is
there. No price
is there.
No price is there.
The American price.
But that doesn't matter. Price is there.
Some of them.
In case we want to order them for us.
Yes. So you can order it, yeah?
Yes. Library.
You can get it.
All of these books we have available.
The sweetheart you have mentioned.
Yes. I think in the beginning I will be tired.
Yes. So sure.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
For sacrificing the afternoon for me like this.
No, thank you.
God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. On your... Thank you.
So can I come by your office Monday with some copies and then you know, by the little girl? I like that I have to go to Sri Prabhupada Johannesburg on Tuesday morning. Yeah. And right after the program is finished, I'll come back to Durban to see this
business. Yeah, I just want to see what thank you very much.
Thank you very kindly. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. I imagine the place of many photos you will make one egoistic life.
Thank you, Krishna.
Do you think we could, you know, we have our Bhakti Goddess magazine published for 1 million copies per month?
What do you call it?
Bhakti Goddess.
Thank you.
Bhakti Goddess.
Because you mentioned
that. Very nice, sir. Is that by part?
I don't know if you have a great idea. Krishna, I'm not kidding.